The state's oil and gas division is working on updating a best interest finding that would outline a new area-wide oil and gas lease sale. Public comments are being taken until December 1st. The sale covers northern Cook Inlet shoreline from the city of Kenai to the river drainages of the Matsu Valley. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The proposed lease sale area actually was mapped out 10 years ago. This most recent version of the best interest finding updates the original document of January 1999. Bruce Busby is the Division of Oil and Gas Lease Unit Manager.
This area-wide was first proposed back in 1999. All of the acreage proposed here was acreage that has been leased or offered for lease over the last 10 years.
The current best interest finding is valid for any sales through this year. Work is underway on a new document which, if found to be in the best interest of the state, addresses sales of Cook Inlet oil and gas leases from 2009 through 2018 and allows DNR to conduct lease sales in the area every year for the next 10 years without repeating the finding process. In the Matanuska Valley, the proposed lease sale area consists of state-owned uplands south and west of Houston and Wasilla. The lease area extends through the Anchorage Bowl, south through the Kenai Peninsula to Anchor Point on the east side of the inlet. On the west side, it runs from the Beluga River to Harriet Point.
In the northern part of the Cook Inlet, it does cover most of the acreage within the water. And further down south, it includes a three-mile limit.
The area covers more than 4 million acres and contains some 815 tracts of varying size. Some of the tracts have already been sold in previous lease sales, although Busby says industry interest in the area has been slight so far.
Over the last few years, the lease sales have been minimal as far as interest from the industry, but I would also like to say that this has been in place for the last 10 years, and we saw a great deal of interest early on. The leases are issued typically for a 10-year period of time, so some of them have not expired. So there's still kind of ongoing exploration and activity that's occurring.
Previously sold leases that have not been developed revert back to the state after 10 years and can become part of any future area-wide sales. Those who may have winning bids are not insured carte blanche when it comes to development, however.
Any activity that would occur would have to demonstrate compliance with not only the regulatory authorities, but also those mitigation measures. And so it does address water quality, air quality effects on fish resources.
Busby says over the past 10 years, the area in question has seen a jump in human population. The lease sale area includes 30 communities of different sizes, and new development could impact some tracts. The original best interest finding for the lease area was written long before the recent listing of the Cook Inlet beluga whale population. Busby says the original plan includes mitigation measures incorporating input from the National Marine Fisheries Service regarding beluga habitat.
Listing of the beluga whales, we're not certain exactly how that's going to pan out or how it's going to change those mitigation measures. But certainly those NIMPS is undergoing a management plan to identify the areas of critical habitat, and then they will develop a recovery plan also based on that critical habitat.
So far, the division has held 4 public hearings on the area-wide sale, although Busby says they were poorly attended. The division is seeking public comment by email, fax, or by U.S. mail by a December 1st deadline. If the proposed sale is found to be in the best interest of the state, it could go forward by May of next year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.